We often make jokes about cause and effect. It's not the fall that kills you, it's the sudden stop. And we find that funny, simple cause and effect. It was heard one day when a man jumped from a 10-story window that every floor he passed by, the people heard him say, "So far, so good." And we say these things often, and we laugh, and we say, of course, it's logical, but there's a funny twist that makes us think. But we don't always apply that to faith, to the life of faith and religion and church. For example, no one who pays college tuition for their child would like to look at a video of spring break and say, $50,000 a semester, as long as my kid is having fun, I don't really care if they go to class or, geez, look at that, they're drinking beer really great. Very inventive, I never thought of that. I have to buy myself some ping pong balls. No one thinks that, everyone says, oh my God, get my kid back into class, I want them to study, I want them to prepare for life, I want them to be happy. And so that's why I think it's a little bit insidious, it's very sneaky in our society, when people would say a simple thing like, well, my child has no time to pray or read the Bible or go to church, but that's okay, because as long as they're happy, that's all that counts. How often have you heard that, and how often had you said that? We don't say it for school. I don't care if my kid gets all F's. As long as they're happy, that's what counts. I don't care if my surgeon can see. As long as he's happy, that's all that counts. If my pharmacist is dyslexic, that's okay. 20 milligrams, 2 milligrams, same thing. No. And so when it comes to religion and God, wouldn't we want to say, I want my child to be happy for the rest of their life? And sometimes that means getting up from a zabava that you fell asleep at 4 o'clock in the morning and coming to church to worship with people and say, I believe in my God and in these people. I care about your life. Because church is not simply me and God together, but it's me and God and his people. I was told once, if you pray the Our Father and think only of yourself, you are praying it wrong. Because when you say our, it's talking about the human race, everybody, believers, unbelievers. And when you pray the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, he reminds us, we are connected to one another. We worship with one another. We can't simply say, I'm going to pray to God in my closet. And when he asks me, what about my other children? I'm going to say, well, I didn't care. I just cared about you, God. Which one of us would say to a friend, I don't care if you like my kids, as long as you like me? We wouldn't say that. In fact, the opposite, if someone does something good for your child, helps them in school or with their health or with their future, or even says a kind word, don't you say, wow, I like that person. They were nice to my child. That's wonderful. And you feel warm in your heart. Isn't it the same with God? Because worship of God is not about incense. It's not about just simply getting together. It's not about giving money in church. It's not about simply being there. It's about your happiness and the happiness of your fellow Christians who walk this life together. So every time you are happy in a good sense, you help someone else, you are worshiping God. Because God, just like a parent, doesn't need our praise, doesn't need our song, doesn't even need our tears. But what he wants is the same every parent wants. Our happiness, our salvation, to make life easier for every one of us. So putting out effort is something that everyone who wants the relationships understands. Putting up with boredom is something everyone who has a relationship understands. And putting up with the great joy and happiness of not being alone is something that everyone appreciates. And being together in church and reminding your children of the joy that comes of living a life well and caring about other people is what church is founded on. Our Father, not my Father that I have to go to the closet and pray to alone, but a Father who cares about all of us and said, the way to heaven is through your neighbor. I was hungry, you fed me. I was in prison, you visited me. I was sick, you cared about me. I went to church, and you went to church with me. Slava Isusu Christu.